Recyclical, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclical's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclical Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB AMYZF, and Frankfurt ID4. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at talkdigitalnetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is Mark Leibovit, editor and publisher of the Leibovit VR Newsletters, also known as VRTrader.com. He's speaking to us from Arizona. Welcome back to the show, Mark.
Glad to be here, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Do we have a special offer for our listeners?
Let's continue to do it and give everyone the opportunity to sign up, particularly with the hot crypto market out there now and that Bitcoin letter that we do. So 50% off, code is 2022 half off, and you go to VR Trader, Victor Robert, VRTrader.com, and enter that promo code 2022 half off in the promo code slot. Also, I'd like to disclose, as I normally do, I'm not a financial advisor, nor do I provide financial advice for regulatory reasons. I'm just a newsletter publisher.
Mark, the U.S. government claims the economy grew 4.9% in the third quarter. Does that match up with numbers you've looked at?
Well, let me say first, I don't believe any of the government numbers. The BLS, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, I call the, pretty much the Bureau of Lying Statistics. I don't really trust any, I don't trust any corporate or government number. You know, if it's in private sector, it could still be fudged. Analysts come out, you hear calls after the close, they make earnings estimates and they have all kinds of qualifications and they make projections and some don't come true and some do. And, books can be doctored. They've done that in the past. So I like to look at the charts. I like to look at the sentiment readings, the cycles, and all that other kind of stuff. But, the fact that you're seeing, positive numbers, I think, is just creating a false positive expectation. I think, frankly, what's happening is consumers are running out of cash. They're digging into savings, the COVID blessings that came in. Those have been dissipated. And the high interest rates that are out there now, I think, the consumer's going to be in a lot of trouble and come next year, and if not already. And I think that's going to manifest in, slower, retail sales and all the other kind of stuff that's reported. Not only that, the retail sales numbers that do come out, again, I don't trust them, but they're not inflation adjusted. So it's really a lot of misinformation out there. We've been hearing also, as you know, about a soft landing and no recession. We're lucky we don't get a crash. That's my opinion. So I think things are a lot worse economically than being portrayed. And you're starting to see some of the selling come into the market here recently, the last few days. So the only hope is that the plunge protection team comes out, which is the government agency that manipulates the stock prices and indexes, and they try to create a year-end rally, which is generally expected to start at any time. Here we have Halloween coming up, trick-or-treat, and usually you get a sell-off in October, and sometimes even more severe than what we've already experienced. And then we get a bounce. We got the Thanksgiving holiday in the U.S. You've got Santa Claus rally and all these expectations for the year-end rally. In fact, even the January barometer, which was Yale Hirsch's creation back in the 1970s, and nothing is perfect, but it has about 75-80% reliability, predicted in January that we would close positive for the year. And we're not that far away from the highs that they want to stage a nice rally here. We could see highs into the end of the year, and if it's pushed up by a government or other manipulative forces, then that could still happen. So we've got to watch it here the next few days. I'm just getting off on a tangent a little bit, but I know you want to cover this. So we're at the time frame that maybe something could happen, but let's wait to see if we get some technical confirmation. We had Amazon come out with some positive notes and earnings after the close, and that's rallying the market a little bit after a pretty negative day here on Thursday. So a lot to talk about. I mean, a lot going on out there, so let's get with it.
Is Amazon going to be the company we buy everything from eventually?
I don't know. Maybe it'll be the one that'll take us into outer space, too, you know, with Jeff Bezos and that that rocket deal that he's got going. I don't know. I mean, the stock is still off from its highs, and sure, I mean, I know a lot of people, including myself, buy stuff from it, and he's a great model. But again, it's based on, you know, retail purchases, and if the consumer is, you know, slowing down, that's going to affect Amazon to a certain degree too. You know, that's pretty much the nature of their business.
Now, some have mentioned people are making money finally on their savings accounts, and they're spending the money that they're making from that source. Is that something that you've seen?
I've read about it. I heard stories that seniors, including myself, you know, getting their 5% interest and taking that money and taking cruises. So that's one of the stories out there. Sure. I mean, that's the high interest is a positive. And if you trust the government and you trust the treasuries, I wouldn't trust any other government, obviously, is my America, Canada, but most of them, you got to be careful. But sure, I mean, that's a possibility. But is that, you know, is that enough of money to turn the economy around? I don't know. You know, you got the government having to pay interest on its debt at higher interest rates now, which is a negative. So there's, you know, two sides to the coin here. You know, the government has to pay all this extra interest, which is more deficits, which is more negative factors for the government and the economy and the Fed and interest rates. So, you know, interest rates are probably still going to go higher. Maybe we'll get 6 or 7% on those treasuries sometime next year. Who knows? You know, the Fed's playing a game. You know my opinion of the Fed. I've been writing about abolishing it for decades, which is not going to happen, but it should be. And we got Congress still spending money here in the U.S. And, you know, the problems aren't being solved. And we're not even talking about World War III, which I believe is already underway. You know, they're just not talking about it. You know, so it's things are getting pretty nasty geopolitically. And I think as days and weeks move forward, particularly with what's happening in Israel and the anti-Semitism issue and all the riots and demonstrations here in the U.S., Canada, and in London and around the world, this is a pretty negative time. You know, it's tough to be bullish. I mean, the stock market, you know, sometimes does well at the most peculiar times, and there's stories that the market likes war because of the business that's created. So there are a lot of ways to look at this. So what you got to do is decide if 5% is good enough for you to be safe. And if you want to trade the market, I'm sure we're going to get plenty of trading opportunities here in the weeks and months ahead, up and down. I mean, even intraday today, if you bought the big sell-off in the first couple hours, we had a nice intraday bounce, and then it came down again into the close. So it just depends how aggressive you are. But just answering your question about the you know, the interest and helping the economy, I guess that does to a certain degree, but I think it's not the solution. It's just a small part of the issue.
Do you think people are taking cruises and going on lavish vacations right now because they're scared there could be another lockdown at some point?
That's an interesting thought, right? I mean, but you get locked down on the ship too. Somebody gets COVID or some crazy communicable disease on board. There's been stories already where people get sick on board or they're trapped on the ships. I'm not taking any cruises for a while. You know, I'm not into the cruise scene anyway. But yeah, the risks on the seas, and you know, you can get you know, pirates on the seas attacking ships. We've seen that in the past too. We've got a lot of nasty stuff going on out there with Hamas and Iran and sponsoring terror all over the world, and we have a lot of immigrants coming into the United States from the southern border. Many are known terrorists and criminals, and there could be more violence around. You know, it's sort of you got to own gun stocks. I mean, I recommended Sturm Ruger and SWI Smith & Wesson because, you know, a lot of people are thinking they're going to have to defend themselves at some point if things continue to get worse. There was a big shooting in Maine. I think it was today or yesterday. 18 or 20 people were shot. And, you know, there's stuff going on. You can't protect yourself, obviously, if there's a crazy person out there and you're in the wrong place at the wrong time. But honestly, for me, the less traveling I do, the more I stay put, including cruises and air travel. I'm sitting tight here for a while. I think the next, year, unless it's some super surprise, I think could be a bit treacherous.
We'll have more with Mark Leibovit right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Mark Leibovit. Mark, cryptos seem to be doing very well. What's the story there?
Yeah, we did well on that. We've been long GBTC in our newsletter, which is the Bitcoin Trust, and we got long originally around $8. It was down from about $58, and it rallied to about $26, $27. So we actually, put out a note, hey, it's a good time to ring the register and take a little profit here. It's had a nice move, and even though I think it can go back to the highs or higher down the road, that's why we have the logo VR Trader. I mean, we're looking to make some money on paper. I think it was about a 67% gain on that particular position that we exited. So it rallied because apparently the SEC will probably approve GBTC as a ETF. There was court fights about that. They had a company had to sue the SEC. They lost, and that helped the stock. And as we also know, Larry Fink at BlackRock is still in the application, most likely approving process of getting an ETF through BlackRock, which is the largest, I believe, money manager in the world. So that would create buying pressure, because if you buy the ETF, let's call it, the GB ETF or whatever they call it, then they have to go out and buy the Bitcoin fill the orders, and that will drive prices higher, just like when after the World Gold Council created GLD, which is the ETF for gold, that drove prices higher for the same reason. So what can I say? It's a big opportunity still. If you just held it and didn't trade it, you'd probably be okay. We saw a little action in Ethereum, which is the other big crypto out there, but I guess the safer bet with the with Larry Fink and all the interest in it now, and also the concern about currency and whether your money is safe in the banks, that's why it was created to begin with. Get your money out of the system. We don't know how safe the system is. I mean, we've seen a lot of negatives here. It could be runs on the banks, it could be the induction of the digital coin. Suddenly overnight you have no cash in your bank, you've got a digital coin. Some people are worried about that. It seems like young people are not as concerned as older folks, but that's an impairment of our freedom, because there'll be government surveillance of your activity. And so that's why the cryptos have a place, just like gold has a place, like real estate has a place. The stock market's not the only place, So I guess your treasuries, crypto, gold, real estate, a lot of places to talk about besides Amazon.
Hmm. What's going on with gold?
Love it. We're still in this positive cycle. My model, I came out with a positive, at the beginning it was positive. It said, so it would trend higher for the year. I know we've had a couple dips along the way. We got over 2,000 an ounce within the last week or so. Mm-hmm. And now the question is, we pulled back again, and are we going to have another surge now? I'm thinking we should, and whether we can take out the big high based in U.S. dollars at 2070, that's to be seen. I'd love to see that happen, because that would be a big breakout. That would break a triple top on the charts. And then you can only guess, as I could guess, or anybody could guess, as what the next resistance level is. We just have to measure it when it gets there. So, we're there. I mean, I think it's still a place to be, and it's volatile. I mean, they could, fool us, go back up to 2,000, 2050, and then come all the way back down to 1,700, 1,800 again, and then do it again in 6 months. I mean, it's a very volatile and manipulated commodity, which I talked about many times through the work of GATA, the Gold Action Trust Group, GATA.org. They've been studying this for decades, talking about suppression of gold and government intervention, and we can get into a whole discussion about that. But putting that aside, the gold itself looks okay. So, yeah, I would stick with it. I would stick with it anyway because it's a hedge against currency. It's a hedge against government. I guess the great fear is that do we pull another FDR confiscation of gold scenario in the years ahead as we did once before? You know, history repeats in different ways. So that, I guess that's your risk. So you have to keep your gold, you know, in a place they can't get it or out of the country or someplace if you believe that's a risk.
Why do you think China's being so aggressive right now? Their Coast Guard ramming Philippine ships, their fighter planes getting dangerously close to American and Canadian patrol aircraft? Or is that just something China likes to do?
Yeah, maybe China like building islands in territory that doesn't belong to them. I mean, they're trying to, you know, establish themselves, I guess, as the bully of the day. And they're testing the rest of the world. I mean, they're testing the U.S., the rest of the world. You know, how far can they push? What can they do? Here they're backing Iran. It was Iran against Israel. So according to the stuff I'm reading, you know, they're trying to create, you know, uncertainty and disruption around the world. They're looking to take over the world. And in their own way, you know, they're economically, they've made a big step in that direction. Of course, internally, they say the country itself has got economic problems with their real estate collapse and a high unemployment. But still, you know, when things are uncertain, sometimes countries start wars, you know, gets things moving and getting the wheels turning again. So China's been very aggressive in Africa and Asia, and, you know, they have a base in Cuba now. And, I mean, you know, this is just part of their big global multi-decade, you know, plan to take over the planet and diminish the U.S. and the West. And this is part of the plan. That's the only way. My question is, when are they going to attack Taiwan? You know, we have a weak U.S. president. You know, we've got ourselves in two fronts now with Ukraine and with the Mideast, and that plays into the hands of China. You know, if they attack Taiwan tomorrow, what would the U.S. really do about it? It's a big question, you know, to really see it. So formidable ally, and that's why I say World War III is already under the way. I mean, China's doing all these things. You know, it doesn't have to be the same type of war that we've seen. There's different ways of conquering countries internally, you know, scaring people, intimidating people economically. There's a lot of ways of taking things over, and China's already done that here in the U.S. with technology and, you know, paying bribery or other fees to politicians and to other business people. It's they're very savvy about it, and they've been doing a good job, and the way it looks, they will ultimately be successful. Some analysts that I know have been predicting by 2050, 2060, you know, in this decade, the century, that they could be the leading power and be fully in charge. So we'll see if that takes root. But right now, that's the concern.
Anything geocosmically to keep an eye on? We do have a full moon this weekend as we go into Halloween.
Right. I was going to mention that. So you got Halloween coming up, and you got the full moon coming up. And then you've got, and it was also reported just today, in fact, on spaceweather.com, there was an unexpected, really unexpected geomagnetic storm, which cracked it opening in the Earth's magnetic field today. And it only lasted 5 hours, but that surprised all the analysts and scientists. We also, as you just know, had that big Hurricane Otis down in Mexico, killed dozens of people. Came as a big surprise. They didn't think a storm like that could develop this late in the season. Became a Category 5 storm. That's certainly a geocosmic event. And then not only that, right after the storm, there was a big earthquake in Mexico following that. So a lot of geocosmic stuff going on out there. So, yes, we got the full moon coming up, and we got Halloween. Maybe it's trick-or-treat. Maybe the market's going to sell off into Halloween or the full moon and then have a November rally. I mean, that's a possibility. So I'm watching the charts to see if that unfolds. And these little cycle points that you got to pay attention to. So it might be trick or treat.
Mark, thank you so much for chatting with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
My guest has been Mark Leibovit, editor and publisher of the Leibovit VR Newsletters, also known as VRTrader.com. If you have any questions for Mark or for any of our guests, you can send them to info@HowStreet.com. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on X at HowStreet. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. HowStreet.com Radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.